We've already discussed the various ingredients for a dough to be chayv in the mitzvah of challah, the types and quantities of the flour and the types of liquids used. And now I want to discuss the type of dough that we're making, whether we're talking only about what's known as a blila abba, a thick dough, or also about a blila rakah, which is a thin or loose dough or batter. The Mishnah in the first parak of Masechet Challah says that hasufganim v'adufshanim v'haskaritin v'chalat ha-mashreit are all exempt from challah. But of course, the question is, what are these things? According to the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, they seem to be doughs which are either a very loose batter, or they're very sweet and cakey doughs, or they're fried in a pan. Essentially, none of them are regular bready doughs, and therefore they're all exempt from challah. However, the Rambam actually doesn't seem to pass him like this Mishnah, and he holds that all these sorts of productions are chayv in challah. The only exemptions that he makes are for things which are baked in the sunshine rather than in an oven, and for things that are boiled in water like lokshen or kreplach. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Kaf Tet explains his position and says that this Mishnah is a point of machloket in the Yerushalmi, and that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't hold with what the Mishnah says. But the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Yoreder Simen Shin Kaf Tet, they do pasken like the Mishnah, and they say that these various items are exempt from challah. But why? Why is there no chiyuv of challah with all these things? And the Torah explains very simply, Ein chiyuv challah ela belechem, tichtiv b'ochlechem milechem ha'aretz. Because the pasuk associates the mitzvah of challah with bread. That's the pasuk in Parashat Shlach Lecha dealing with the mitzvah of challah. If it isn't bread, then there isn't a chiyuv of challah. And none of these things are classified as bread. Lemaisa, there actually seems to be a bit of machloket about whether you need to take challah from a cake batter. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't, but other poskim, including the Shevet HaLevi and Chelek Chetz in Resh Mem Dalad, indicate that you do need to take. But actually, in any event, we should factor in what we discussed yesterday, that even according to the Rambam, who held that there's a chiyuv even if there's no water in the batter or dough, that's only if the liquids used are from the Zayin Mashkin. If you're only using eggs and corn oil, but no butter or milk or wine or olive oil, then there isn't a chiyuv. And also we should remember that, as I also said yesterday, on a normal basis, the amount of flour that you're using for cakes is so small that it rarely becomes a relevant question. Though it could be practical in some circumstances, especially when baking in large quantities, and especially if you're adding water or milk to the ingredients. So if, for example, you're making a large quantity of scones for a simcha or something like that, then you would need to take challah. Finally, on this issue, it's also important to flag up when the challah should be separated with these sorts of products. We'll discuss more about how to be mafrish challah in another shiur, but for our purposes, it's important to know that if it's a stiff dough, then the challah is always separated before baking, or at least should be separated before baking. But if it's a loose dough, then it's separated after the baking. Ad kan.